and welcome to the Scouting Podcast. In today's episode, we will be interviewing different scouts doing different activities. Now, we are going to interview Alex, who was doing woodwork.
What are you doing?
I'm doing woodwork in Scouts.
What are you creating?
I'm creating a chicken in woodwork.
What knife skills are you using?
So I'm going to be carving the wood so I can make the chicken's neck.
How do you curve the wood?
You have to dig in with your knife.
Are you using only knives or are you using axes too?
We are using axes too. I have not had to use an axe for my chicken though.
Are you using like a hammer to like chisel bits out of it?
Yes, I am. That's how I'm making the tail.
What are other people making?
I think there's a snake and a dolphin and some other stuff.
So what do you know what type of wood you're using?
No.
Did you have to cut, did you get a big branch and you had to cut a bit off the branch?
Yes.
With a saw, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Yes, so, thank you, Alex. Okay.
Thank you.
Now we are going to interview Sienna from calligraphy.
So, Sienna, what is calligraphy?
Calligraphy is fancy writing when you use a special pen and the strokes are thick and thin and it looks very fancy.
Why did you choose to do it?
Because it's fun.
Why is it fun? Because it's just writing.
Well, you could make cards and stuff.
What paper are you using to write on?
Just like we're using like normal paper and then we have some like card.
Are there like special like things on the card?
There's some patterns.
Kind of patterns? Are they like pencil patterns or are they just...
No, they're like coloured patterns on the paper.
What are you making at the moment?
So we are making like cards or quotes or posters or whatever we want, really.
And what is... what are you doing the writing with?
A calligraphy pen.
What is a calligraphy pen?
It's kind of like a fountain pen, but like a bit different. So, yeah.
So do you have like ink cartridges that you put in the pen?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say about podcasts? Not podcasts. Calligraphy.
Not really.
Okay, so that is it for us interviewing Sienna.
Now we are going to interview Kabir from electronics.
What have you been doing in electronics?
So far we've been soldering parts of a microbit together to make a electronic dice, and it's not going very well for me because I'm just bad. So
What is soldering?
Soldering is where you take a piece of metal, which is the solder. It melts quickly, and then you take a solder, which is, you know, you take a rod, like a melting iron or whatever, I've forgotten what it's called at this point, and you put the two together on the part which you want to solder, and it eventually sort of turns into liquid, like metal, which eventually like hardens in like a matter of seconds, and that like keeps it in place, and then you do it for all of them, and then... Eventually, once you solder the entire thing, you program it, but I'm nowhere near programming it.
I'm guessing the soldering iron's hot.
Yeah, we've the average temperature is to keep it at is 345 degrees Celsius.
That's very hot.
I heard you mention a microbit. What is a microbit?
It is a little small square of metal with bits of
light?
I don't know what to call them, wires through it. Mm-hmm. And they, like, if you program the there's like each of us was assigned with a little sort of storage like processor thing, and we had to solder it on. And then once we'd finished soldering like all the other wires, connectors, and those things on, we'd just program the things into the storage processor.
So how does the dice actually work? Do you like roll it on the floor?
So there's a button which you solder on later on, and you just press it and it randomizes a number from 1 to 6. However, there are 7 lights on it. For what reason, I do not know. But yeah.
So have you, has anybody finished it yet?
No, Lucy is very close to completion. She has to solder 2 more things. I'm nowhere near. I have about 8 things left to solder, but yeah.
So does it take long to solder 1 bit on?
Well, it takes quite a while because, I mean, for me, when I solder, like, there's always the risk that if you have one, like, wire next to another wire, then when you solder it, the 2 blobs might sort of fuse together, because if one's hot and the other one's like solid, then it just like
oh, and that would create a short circuit, so then it would
yeah.
So thank you, Kabir, and we'll see you later in the scouting podcast. So thank you very much, and bye.
Now we are going to interview Otis from Dungeons and Dragons.
What activity are you doing?
I mean, I've been doing Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, none of us commonly know what Dungeons and Dragons is. Could you try and explain it to us?
It's pretty much like this role-playing game, but with many dice, and each dice does something different, like damage and things like that.
Do you have your own character?
Yeah, you get to design at the start. It takes about half an hour.
How many people are there involved into the game?
Right now there are 9.
Is this a board game, or is it a computer game?
It's not a board game or a computer game. It's nothing. It's like a board game, but it's not. It doesn't have a board.
Okay. Is there any fighting involved?
Yeah, there's fighting. You beat up things with dice rolls.
Can you pick between tiers, like wizard, knight, archer, or do you just have a set character?
You can set characters, but you can pick if you want.
Okay. So, do you have anything you would like to say about Dungeons & Dragons? Anything you find interesting? Anything you think could be improved on, touched upon? What do you think? Just anything.
I mean, my favourite bit about it is how creative you can be with the story and your own character, because you can make it anything you want, and it's sort of just like a massive improvisation.
Do you move around the board? Just asking.
There's no board.
I'm so confused.
I said earlier,
let me get this straight. You have your own character. Is it like an arena game?
No.
I'm so confused. But I hope you guys understand this more than we did here. This is the Scouting Podcast, and goodbye.